Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing our state's entrepreneurial community. Here to help us is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, which he accomplishes from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So what's showing up on your radar today?
A few months ago, the founder of Next up here in Greenville, John Moore, left. And that caused a lot of other people in the community to kind of rally around and think about what's necessary to get the entrepreneurial ecosystem to the next level. And I know similar conversations are going on across the state. Kauffman Foundation is out of Kansas City, and they're kind of a leader in thinking about how to create entrepreneurial ecosystems, and they rate states. And they recently came out with their most recent rankings. You know, there's a couple of states that just stand out. California, head and shoulders above others in terms of startups. I guess if you go to Silicon Valley, you really understand that. I mean, they just think differently than people in other places. Texas stands out. You know, they've got Austin there. Florida, you know, high impact entrepreneurial kind of environment. I think it's kind of most interesting to me, though, to compare South Carolina to North Carolina and Georgia. And both of them, on the whole, kind of have more high-impact entrepreneurship than we do. So Kauffman looks at a number of things. One is the number of new entrepreneurs by state. And there, we're kind of middle of the pack. Not all that different from North Carolina as a whole, but Georgia does much better than we do. But then when you look at companies that are started by entrepreneurs by choice, you know, not somebody that got laid off and had to do something different, there, North Carolina and Georgia are considerably ahead of us. There's more of an ecosystem there, more of a focus on, you know, how they help high-impact entrepreneurs get off the ground. And then that's probably pretty consistent with what you and I have seen over the years, isn't it?
It is, and I'm going to assume that these rankings are relative. They're per capita based.
Yeah, so the fact that South Carolina is smaller than those two states, I don't really think has much of an impact on this kind of analysis. When you look at early job creation, I mean, you know, the ability of startups to scale, Georgia stands out, Colorado, California stand out. You know, South Carolina is about the same as North Carolina. And I think as some of the organizations that I'm involved in trying to think about what to get to the next level, there's an increasing realization that we do okay when it comes to starting new companies. What we don't do as well as some other places is help them grow very rapidly. We can get something off the ground, but how do you get it to $100 million in revenue? Then it has a bigger impact on the community. You know, thousands of jobs, tens or hundreds of millions of dollars of wealth is being created in the community. And then the last thing they looked up is just survival rates. Interestingly, in the Southeast, who stands out is North Carolina. They do a really good job of that. And we were kind of in the same ballpark as Georgia. The people in the country that exceed everybody is California, in this case, Massachusetts. So we're not doing bad. I mean, I think we've made a lot of progress, but, you know, I think there's a lot of work to be done. I think some of it has to do with when you look at these states, the places that really excel are metropolitan areas. North Carolina and Georgia made a turn 20, 30, 40 years ago in building a knowledge-based economy and that we really didn't. And we're just now trying to play catch-up with that. And you see some real progress in Charleston and Columbia and Greenville. I know there's a lot of focus on how do we do rural things in South Carolina. But I think we need to recognize that some of our metropolitan areas still need to catch up with the rest of the country. So on the whole, I think this Kauffman report was about what we expected. We're lower half of the pack, but there's reason for optimism, and I think there's a lot of progress in the state. I know the fact that people are getting together and thinking about, you know, how do we enhance this ecosystem all by itself is a really good thing, isn't it?
It is, and I don't think there's any doubt that there has definitely been progress in this area here in the Palmetto State over the past several years.
Yeah, absolutely. And you and I talk about this, you know, on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, about the progress we've made in South Carolina. And I know I hear from people all across the state all the time how much they appreciate the fact that you and I focus on that and highlight that and, you know, bring up successes that maybe they haven't heard of. So, you know, success breeds success. And so I think the more we can focus on, you know, what were the bright spots and how do we go do more of that, that's really what it takes to continue to build the momentum and build a really strong entrepreneurial ecosystems in the state that can create high impact companies, employ a lot of people, create a lot of wealth, and become self-sustaining.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your reporting and your insight.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.